Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask one question that could launch your training, your eating, your mindset in the gym to the next level, what would that question be? I want you to call into the show today. The number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into that physical growth that you're looking for. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, we've got a special feature for you today to stimulate some calls, to get you to call in, take some action. If you do get on the air to ask me your question, I will give you a free ebook, my ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. Now, that's the book version. The ebook version, it's a retail price of $24.99. So, a free gift for you today just by calling in and getting your questions answered and getting some free coaching. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding training efforts? And what's the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? It doesn't matter how well you're doing. You know what it's like. We all want just a little bit more. That next level for us, that physique that we're totally 100% happy with, it doesn't always seem it's just a little out of reach. It doesn't matter how good you're looking, how hard you're training, how you have everything down. You just want just a little bit more. That's what I call the angst inside. That's a great feeling. Use that mindset, that power to drive you forward, and learn how to manage that so you enjoy the process. So what's the next level for you, and what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make those improvements, you need to identify exactly what it is that you want, exactly what it is you want, and then work backwards from there. The answers that will help you get there will just appear magically, maybe as you join here on this talk radio show, call in and get answers to get you on your way. Again, one breakthrough, one new strategy, one new distinction will help you get there. Again, for all you people calling in, getting your questions answered, giving away my free ebook, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style, explaining all the Max OT training principles. It's a $24.99 value just by calling in and getting your coaching tips from me, 347-326-9145. You can also join the show in our chat room. I see we have quite a few people in the chat room right now. I can see your comments, your questions, your insights in, as an addition to the show as the show is live. You can also instant message me at Skip LaCour, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R, and that's with Yahoo Instant Messenger, that's with Skype, and that's with also with AOL. So the answers will start coming to you very quickly when you identify exactly what it is you want. So what is it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition? Do you need a kick in the pants from a coach or a friend, someone to guide you, motivation? Do you need more drive to start doing everything you already know you need to do? Better performance in the gym or just showing up the gym on a more consistent basis? What is it for you? Here's your chance to get that free coaching. Call me and let's talk about what it's going to take you to get more out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. I've been bodybuilding training for 18 years now, One thing that I take a lot of pride in doing in my coaching sessions that I do all over the world, one-on-one coaching, I put bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts through a 12-month program, rigorous 12-month coaching program, and we do that over the phone. We can do it over the computer, Skype, Yahoo phone services. Is that a lot of times I help them validate all the things they're doing. Nobody wants to work hard. Nobody wants to put all their time, energy, and effort in the hopes of building some muscle, losing some body fat, creating that great physique that they've always wanted, put all that time and effort in and fall short. Sometimes all you need is a little bit of validation that what you're doing will indeed work out for you if you continue putting the effort in. Breaking through those frustrating plateaus, as many bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts refer to them, is something that I can help you do, whether it's through a mindset or one or two strategies that will point you in the right direction. So if you need validation from the coach, an expert, a friend, I'm here to do that for you. I've been helping bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts, thousands of them all over the world, break through those plateaus. I've been doing that through my website at www.skiplacour.com, www.skiplacour.com. I also have been working with AST Sports Science, Sports Nutrition. They're the innovators, the creators of the MAX-OT, Maximum Overload Training Program, that's quite popular these days for those people who don't have a lot of time, but they have a lot of passion, a lot of energy, a lot of determination to build the most muscle in the shortest period of time. That's the MAX-OT training program. You can go to the AST Sports Science website and sign up for the free course, a free online course for the MAX-OT training program. So go to the AST Sports Science website at ast-ss.com. That's www.ast-ss.com. Also, answer a lot of questions on the bodybuilding.com message board. You can check me out there under the IFBB Pro Bodybuilding site. See, a lot of the questions that I answer seem to come up over and over again. Check out that website. There's quite a few pages going on there where bodybuilders, fitness enthusiasts, people training all over the gyms all around the world have already asked me a lot of questions. Scan through there. There's a lot of great free helpful information in the manner that I like to present it, and that's just short and sweet and the most effective. So my website, the AST Sports Science website, the bodybuilding.com website, I've written 10 books. I've produced 7 DVDs. I've been writing for the muscle magazines all over the world for over 15 years doing seminars, and we talked about the one-on-one coaching, and now here I am right here, right now, on this open forum, on this talk radio show. So, again, here's your chance to call and get your questions answered. I get dozens of emails every week. Sometimes it's a little challenging getting into a lot of details. Answering so many questions through the emails over the years, for so many years, I think I get a good sense of where you are, no matter how well the email is constructed, but I want to talk to you live on the air. Let's go through this together. There's no sense of you being frustrated when you can just call up. Again, anyone who calls up today's show, get your questions answered. You get a free ebook, Skip LaCour's Pachyon Muscle Max OT Style. That's the book. That's the ebook, over 200 pages explaining the Max OT training program and a lot of mental, physical, and emotional training tips, nutrition tips to help you get that physique that you want. The number to call in again is 347-326-9145. Again, 347-326-9145. You know, last week we had a caller that called in, and they were talking about their commercial gym. Their commercial gym. Let's first talk about that. Which one do I think is better? If you can work in a commercial gym or you watch the training equipment, the exercise equipment that is available maybe from the shopping channels, which do I think will work? Do I recommend one over the other? Well, first of all, I just want to say that if you are putting the right attention to your diet, again, the way you eat, and you're putting your foremost attention there, when it comes to overloading the muscle, training the muscle, obviously the more equipment you have at your disposal in a commercial gym, the more options you have, the more likely you will to follow through, get the specialized equipment. As long as you are overloading the muscles, though, as long as you're working out and you're doing that on a consistent basis, you have a plan, it really doesn't matter if you're in a commercial gym or if you have your home gym. I've known many people who have been very successful working out at a commercial gym, and I know a lot of people who don't make the best use of it, and they don't, they quit. They don't make the best out of a commercial gym. At the same time, I know people who have worked out very well, have been very productive, reached their goals in their home gyms, been disciplined enough to go to the garage or go to the other room and work on a consistent basis. They've achieved the results they want. At the same time, I've seen those many people with the home gyms who don't show up, don't even make it to the other side of their house, and I like to say their equipment becomes expensive coat rack. So what's the best way to go for you? Well, the one that you show up at, whether it's a home gym or a commercial gym, just make sure you show up. Now, I believe that following through, moving around, getting yourself to take action, going to a commercial gym, being stimulated by a new environment rather than the home by going to a commercial gym. I mean, you're already taking action by moving there. So if you can get yourself in the car, you can get yourself to walk through the gym, you're going to do a lot better than most. Some is always better than none. Just getting to the gym, making that effort, being conscious of it is always a great start. Just doing that on a consistent basis. There's such thing as what I call the power of environment, and that is when you have a peer group, someone to guide you, someone maybe to look forward to seeing in the gym. Maybe if you aren't too distracted, going to the gym can be a nice social event. So you're doing more than just working on your body yourself. You're also having some interaction with other people. A lot of people are driven by connection with other people. Just going to the gym. Now, well, one thing I'll talk about here is, especially when we talk about Max OT training program, Max OT training, maximum overload training, it's designed to help you build the most muscle in the shortest period of time. It takes intensity. It takes focus for the 30 to 45 minutes that you're in the gym. So we're going to definitely concentrate on that. When I talk about that power of environment and using the gym as a social event, well, it could be a meeting place, someone to have peers, someone to, like I said, guide you, to instruct you, to motivate you. Maybe you doing that to other people is something that can help you follow through on a consistent basis. When we talk about the training itself, it will need your full focus and attention. But getting to the gym, maybe right before you get there or right afterward, that's perfectly fine if that's one thing that's going to motivate you to go to the gym. So I really recommend going to a commercial gym, making that investment in yourself. From my experience helping out people, there is a lot more follow-through to those people who join a commercial gym. So we had one caller last week who talked about his commercial gym, his top-line commercial gym that he could not get to. Maybe it was out of the way now with gas price. It became inconvenient for him to go to this top-of-the-line gym. I think it was in Indiana, and the NBA pro basketball team was some of the people who trained in that gym. Really a high-end, nice gym. I'm trained in those kind of gyms. It could be very, very nice. And he had a tough time being motivated now that he was in a quote-unquote regular gym. And you listened to the call last week. One thing I just reminded him is that, you know, all comes down to just lifting weights, showing up, doing your cardio, whether it's a nice fancy gym or it's a gym with just the basic equipment. It's all about following through. And with the right mindset and the right determination and having your priorities lined up, you should have no problem working out, especially if that's your only option. If you're committed to working out, if you're committed to your health, if you're committed to looking good, it really shouldn't matter which gym you're in. And we're going to continue that call. If you want to call in, caller from Indiana, and we can talk a little bit more about that, get you on the right track. One thing I do so much of, there's only so many strategies out there, whether that's nutrition, motivation, nutritional supplementation strategies. After that, after those basic core strategies, it's all up to you just to execute and follow through. Through my coaching throughout the years, one thing that I really take pride in, I really have a great time, is organizing people's thoughts, the motivational mechanisms in their brain to get them closer to where they are want to go, because where they are and where they want to go a lot of times is how they align their mental resources. They know all the strategies. Now it's just a matter of following through. So you should be able, once you get yourself to a gym, whether that's a nice fancy gym or one with just the basic equipment, it's up to you to screw your head on tightly, get your head on straight, as I like to say, and just to make sure you follow through. So if you want to call in with your questions, the number here is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. I have a few questions that I wanted to answer from my emails this week. And one question was about MaxOT cardio. MaxOT cardio, again, part of the MaxOT training program designed by AST Sports Nutrition Company at ast-ss.com. What is that all about? Hey, I thought you were supposed to do cardio for at least 45 minutes if you wanted to lose body fat. Well, cardio is just the mechanism to get your metabolism running. You get your metabolism running hot, hard, and efficiently, and then you do that throughout the day, raising your metabolism, raising your body temperature up, and then having it linger on for the next hour, 2 hours, whatever, through the day. That's how you burn calories more efficiently, and that's what cardio's purpose is. You do burn some calories, and it's not as significant as people think. The calories that you're actually burning, or the fat you're necessarily burning while you're doing that cardio. So the length of time is not as important of a factor as the intensity that you drive yourself when you are doing your cardio. Now, a lot of people have a challenge of doing their cardio. They get bored, they don't have the 45 minutes or whatever they lined out to do it. MaxOT cardio, as with all MaxOT training, is about getting in there, focusing, getting the job done, and getting the heck out of the gym with the same results or better. All right, so MaxOT cardio isn't about 45 minutes on a treadmill, walking, you know, bored, listening to your iPod, talking to your friends. This is about 16 minutes. 16 minutes, and, okay, one of the questions you might think, well, why not 22 minutes, 19 minutes, 14 and a half minutes, 13. Okay, we're just doing 16 minutes. That's enough to just push yourself for the level that you need to get this process going. Challenging amount of time for you to just push yourself through. Now, this is an all-out sprint, right? Now, sprint, it's really relative to different people, I'm sure. What's hard to one person isn't quite so hard to another person. So you get on the bike, you're already warmed up, so to speak, so it isn't like you have 16 minutes, you're going to do 5 minutes of warming up. Whatever warming up you need to do, that's non-included in your 16 minutes. So when you're ready to rock, you're ready to go, you're ready to go. All right, so I like to use a recumbent bike versus a treadmill or really any other forms of cardio. The reason why I like to do that, because this is all about getting my legs moving, my heart pumping, getting my metabolism just up and going. I don't want to worry about my style, my movement as a runner, or any type of movement. For those of you who are runners, you know a lot of what you do is getting your body, getting its movement down, where you're your body is working for you and not against you, and that's quite a skill. We've all seen the people in the gym. You can tell it's maybe, hopefully, it's their first few times on a treadmill. You can hear them all the way across the gym because they're clomping clumsily along on the treadmill. Well, this is an extreme example of not having very much skill. At the same time, it probably doesn't matter if you've been training for 10 years. Some people just have a hard time getting that nice move, movement down when they're running, and that's going to all factor into how hard you can go. Now, on the recumbent bike, or really any machine where you can just be locked in, so it's really about not a style, it's not about a performance, it's just about you putting forth your best effort. So a recumbent bike is just that for me. I just get in there, lock in. Now go for 16 minutes. Interval training is what is recommended through the Max OT training program, and it's about going all out. Now, the thing about Max OT cardio is that you're always going for your personal best. That's how we're gauging intensity. Not necessarily you worked hard or you got a good sweat up. It's about you matching or beating your performance every time. So as you're on the recumbent bike or whatever cardio equipment you choose, you go for those 16 minutes. At the end, you went a certain distance traveled. You had a certain tension on the apparatus, maybe the skill level or the activity level, the how it's challenged, how it's programmed. And then you have calories burned. So calories burned, distance traveled, and that whatever tension type setting. Well, the next session you want to beat that by at least 1/10 of a mile by at least one calorie. All right, your first couple sessions probably should be able to do that. If you're really putting forth the effort, it's going to be start getting tough for you to beat your previous best after a couple weeks. And then there's the beauty of the program. Sitting on that bike, getting ready for cardio where you're not just talking to your friends, just grinding through a half an hour, 45 minutes of cardio with your iPod on, just doing whatever you can to make the time go by. I mean, you're sitting down and you're really working with a focus goal in mind from the first time you kick those pedals around. You have a goal to meet or beat, and that's the beauty of Max OT cardio. That's getting the most efficiency, the most effectiveness in the shortest period of time. And again, don't worry about the time that you spend working up that sweat, fighting it. It's a real mental challenge. It's a mental challenge to put all of your effort into 16 minutes and not pace yourself. And that's what you normally do when you have like 45 minutes of cardio. You go through, you know, different periods of time where you pace yourself to make sure you last through. At 16 minutes, it's about going all out all the time, and that's where you get the results. So that's all about Max OT cardio. If you have any questions, call in. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. There's another thing that I noticed in the gym today, this past week. And there was a gentleman who came up to me, and you could tell he spent a lot of time in the gym. He had the experience. He knew the exercise. He had a level of intensity, a little bit older guy. Maybe this is someone that you've seen in the gym. Although they are dedicated, they show up on a consistent basis, their bodies just don't change. Now, me dealing with so many people, I have so much experience, you know, if this is you, I can tell you right now, if your body does not change and you're going to the gym on a consistent basis, it's not because of your metabolism, it's not because you don't have the right workout routine, it isn't because you're cursed by the gods up in heaven, it's because you're not paying enough attention to your eating habits, or you don't know the right eating habits. That's what I found out this week. Because there's two different ways about going about your eating habits. you cannot eat quote unquote bad foods. You can have like what I would say a media type of diet that's out to the general public. That's the people who probably don't even work out, and the media, the information out there is geared in a way to get those people to quote unquote eat right. And that's for the mass population. We talked about this show before. There's probably, what, 5% of the population who even go to a gym on a consistent basis. Okay, then you have that 5%, which is probably you if you're listening to this show live this morning, or if you're listening to a podcasted version, you're looking for that extra edge. You're probably already belonging to a gym, or you're consistent with your exercise program. So that kind of basic, very, very general, just don't eat bad food type of nutritional advice, that's not going to work for you. For all the effort that you're putting in, you need to really kick up your knowledge of eating and your follow-through. And that's what I found. I was very surprised by how intense this gentleman is in the gym and how consistently he shows up in the gym. And talking to him, you know, he knew a lot about training. He was very determined, very opinionated, very successful in other areas of his life. And, you know, I don't approach people in the gym. If I see them maybe doing an exercise that I would question them on or whatever it is, I don't approach people in the gym. And if they wanted to come to me, I'm more than happy to give suggestions, to give some advice. And that's what I did with this gentleman when he did come to me. And we talked about it. He goes, oh, I eat really well. Well, you know, it's obvious that he doesn't eat very well. Definitely his nutritional habits were not in line with whatever his goals were. And I think the thing that I took away from this is sometimes I've been doing this for so long. I've been talking about it for so long at a certain level that I don't know what people don't know. And what I found out was that eating right is really relative. It's really relative to the person's their knowledge of nutrition. And it reminds me of back before I started training, and I thought I knew a lot about nutrition, or at least enough. I played sports all growing up, and plus, you know, health. The food pyramid at the time was something I learned about in school. I really thought that I had at least a good basic knowledge of nutrition. And I joke around now, though, is that I thought, though, that pizza was the perfect food. It had something from the bread group, like sausage and pepperoni, so it had something from the meat group, you know, had something from the bread group, had tomato sauce, there's vegetables. I mean, I really did. I mean, I'm a little embarrassed now to say that, but I thought pizza was a good food. A lot of times people in the general public believe just because something is made at home versus McDonald's or something like that, it's a good hot meal that sticks to your ribs, that's a good meal that's going to really support them losing this body fat or building muscle. And if that isn't you, then good for you. If that is you, maybe this is your little wake-up call that maybe your eating habits or your knowledge of eating is not it's not in line with what you're trying to do. And that's what I found out with this gentleman. So I said, well, he goes, oh, yeah, I eat really well. I think he said something like he knew all about nutrition. I mean, this guy was even wearing he wears a Gold's Gym tank top to the gym. So this guy, he's very familiar with training and the gym and the intensity. So I was very surprised when he said, okay, so in the morning, I eat egg whites and a little bit of vegetables. So, you know, that sounded really good. So I thought, okay, he's going to give me the typical bodybuilder diet. Well, then he said, well, then in the middle of the morning, I have a banana or an apple. I go, interesting. And then he said, then for lunch, I usually have something that's pretty good for me, like a soup or something like that. I go, And he goes, usually I can't get anything to eat, but then when I get home, I have, and it was just a regular type of meal. And I said, that's it? He goes, yeah. And, you know, maybe have some snack food, maybe like nuts or something to graze on those during the day. And I said, well, you know, he gave me your email address. And what I sent him was what I have the 13 organizing principles to your eating habits. And if you're interested in that, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. And what I have done is, you know, you have all those different eating plans out there, nutritional plans from the very intense structured ones of the bodybuilding type of diet. Then you have the fitness diets. Then you have everything from the Hollywood South Beach diet, the Zone diet for, quote-unquote, regular people. Well, there's a certain common threads, certain common organizing principles that make all of those programs work. It isn't that I'm some genius. It's just that there are only so many options when you get more familiar with eating habits. There's only so many options. Last week, we talked about training habits and how the magazines, they can't just do like the top 10 training or nutrition articles, basic principles every week. It would be the same thing over and over again. Yet, if you are a reader to those magazines, if you were just to follow the top 10 organizing principles of training or nutrition or whatever have you, you'll have a great physique. You'll have the body that you want by just following the basics. They can't just print all the basics. That would be a fitness book, right? They have to have a periodical, a week, a monthly type of magazine. So you have those, let's say, those top 10 organizing principles to training. They've got to give you something new, something exciting, something different, something sexy, something to grab your attention. So that's when it's the extra stuff. And I'll just say 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 22, those distinctions, okay? Are they effective? Can they help you out? Sure they can. You know, the 17th most important of your nucleus of training, I mean, that definitely could probably help you. It's not going to help you at all, though. It's not going to help you at all if you don't have those top 10, so to speak, training mindset, that certain habit, those principles down. So the magazines now, you know, they still cover the basics, but what a lot of people do is they go straight to those other extra strategies, the ones on top and the gravy, the extra stuff, the icing type on the cake, the new exciting, the sexy one. So, I get a lot of questions on the bodybuilding.com site or maybe through a lot of my emails, and they're asking me about the intricacies of a training strategy number 17. And I can tell by the way they form the questions, and I do have a chance to talk to them, or through other emails, sometimes I get to bounce questions back and forth, I can see that they have no grasp or certainly no execution of those top 10 training strategies. So getting back to what I was saying about nutrition is then this PDF file that I'll send all of you who are interested in it, just organizes what it takes to eat right. So again, I talked to this gentleman, his body really didn't change, although he was dedicated and committed. He had no concept of any organizing principles when it came to eating, except for that maybe he should avoid. He probably knew what I didn't know way back when, that he shouldn't eat pizza, and he stayed away from the horrible foods. But eating smaller, more frequent meals, making sure the meals all had, they were a complete meal, like with protein, carbohydrates, the necessary fats, instead of leaving those for a couple meals and then thinking a banana and an apple or something was going to do the job, one of your main meals being something like soup. So basically what he was doing was he was just avoiding the super bad, those food the media tell us to totally avoid. That's what he was basically doing, and he couldn't figure out, well, he couldn't lose body fat, couldn't keep his strength in the gym. And for him, it was an all or nothing thing. He told me what he hated about even dieting, trying to lose that body fat, is because he lost all his strength in the gym. That's because when it was time to diet for him, he basically wasn't eating a whole lot to begin with, and then he cut that all out. And he would lose his 5 pounds in the first week. He would lose those 10 pounds over several weeks at the cost of his performance in the gym. He was weak, and I'm sure dieting that way, you're losing a lot of quality muscle and fullness and that nice appearance in your quest to just be not fat. So just a few things. Had my nutrition ebook. I sent him those organizing principles. And he said after 1 week how much he was just eating so much food, just felt the fat melting off, and he got his strength in the gym. So I'm just saying to all of you, I know you're working hard. I know you're putting a lot of effort in this. If you're listening to this show live right now, if you've taken the time to download it and actually follow through and listen to it on a podcast, I know you. You must be dedicated to find out these distinctions, these answers. Hey, I might bumble into something that hits home for you. That's what I try to do. During this show, I take those 10 type of organizing principles when it comes to what it takes to have the physique that you want. And then what I do is I pound it over and over again. I do it from different angles. There's no sense in me giving you something new, something sexy, something exciting. That number 17 strategy, when you don't have the basics down. And it doesn't matter what level you're in. It's funny as if I talk to maybe more dedicated, more enthusiastic lifters, and I say, what level are you at? I don't care if a person's been training for 6 weeks. They're already intermediate. They label themselves as an intermediate. Oh, and if they've got 2 whole years in the gym, they're pretty darn advanced. You know what? The same organizing principles that I talk about, the basics, the foundation when it comes to training or nutrition. You know what? I don't care what level. I don't care if you're a 5-time, 6-time, 7-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder. You can always peel the onion back even more and take those 10 and take them to a higher and higher and higher level. So that's what I want to talk about. So again, if you think your situation may be the gentleman in the gym situation that I helped out this week, where you're showing up at the gym on a consistent basis, you think you're doing everything you're supposed to, but you just can't lose that fat around your waist, or you just can't, you know, you don't have the body that matches up to all that hard work that you're doing. Email me, get the organizing principles to effective weight management eating, and get on that. Dedicate yourself to that. Put 80% or more of your focus in energy, attention, passion into your eating habits, and watch that physique that you really want start happening for you. All right, I'm going to take a little break now. I wanted to talk to you about my DVD, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. And again, I want you to call in after the break, 347-326-9145. Hey, don't let me hopefully bumble into your challenge. Okay, I just talked about the gentleman, and I talked about on this show how all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that creates that breakthrough and takes you to a whole new level of physical and mental growth. And that's what it was for this gentleman, all right? He had the opportunity to talk to me one-on-one. What is it for you? Think about that during this break. Call into the show. All it takes is one strategy. If I can get that clear for you, it's going to make everything you're doing in the gym a lot more effective, efficient, and you're going to join the process a lot more along the way.
I'm Skip LaCour, 6-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing on Muscle Max OT Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently,
as I demonstrate and explain the MaxOT training principle and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity MaxOT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final session, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
All right, so that's my DVD, Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style, 4-hour, 2-disc DVD. You can order that at skiplacour.com. I put that thing together, every little sound bite, every video clip. I pieced that all together myself so that I could make sure that it was a direct reflection of everything I wanted to share with you. So I went through the whole movie-making, computer learning process. Definitely something that can definitely take my years of experience, sandwich them down for you, all for just a minimal investment. I mean, if you're going to invest all this time and energy into the gym, you need that knowledge. You need that certainty that what you're doing in the gym is the right thing. And that presentation on MaxOT, that MaxOT DVD, Packing On Muscle, will definitely help you get there. So order that today at www.skiplacour.com. We have a question from Eddie the Dreamer in the chat room. And Eddie asks, do I recommend cardio with each workout? And if so, is that before or after lifting? All right. I usually have a couple answers to that. And that's because one of the challenges that I have when I broadcast to such a wide audience with different levels of experience in the gym, different levels of commitment. Some people just want to lose a little body fat. Some people want to stay a little healthy. I also, obviously, through the years, the hardcore, really passionate lifter, I answer their questions and direct a lot of information to them. Then I have a lot of people who are want to be hardcore, passionate lifters, yet they're just starting out on the process. So you can see, I tell you that I get questions all the time, and it's like, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? I mean, I could break this down to the nth degree, everything about you or for you, or keep it simple. It really depends on what level that you're at. So I'm just going to ask that question basically. Look, if you're just trying to build some muscle, lose some body fat, you're not going to the gym consistently or as consistently as you want to go. You know, as far as your cardio, doing it with every workout, that's not necessary. Why don't we start off with 3 times a week? And then as whether it's before your workout or after your workout, really it's whatever it takes so you to follow through. What's best for you? I've done it both ways. I mean, I would make sure I did my cardio first. I love that feeling, being totally warmed up. If that was my priority, really pushing in hard cardio. See, training for the gym is a lot mentally easier for me to get in there and knock it down, even with the max OT 16 minutes of cardio. Sometimes I'm more motivated than others, and I got into a pattern where I like to do my cardio before my training. So that's really not such a physical strategy, although, you know, I can give you tons of scientific or supposed scientific theories on what you need to do. What you need to do is follow through, right? So if it's better for you, if you don't think you're going to do that cardio, you're excited when you go to the gym, and you just want to make sure you follow through, do your cardio, and then go train, great. If you want to train and you're going to be true to yourself, you trust yourself that you're going to follow through and do your cardio after workouts, that's great too. Now, that's for the vast majority of people who want their health and fitness, their exercise. Now, again, how scientific do we want to get to this? Now, max OT training, you should do your cardio at least 12 hours outside of doing your weight training. And again, that's what are the strategies to build the most muscle in the shortest period of time with the least amount of effort. That's what max OT training is all about. So if you want to schedule your workouts and then you want to time out your cardio, depending on what type of level of fitness or body fat level, 12 hours after your workout. So, you know, if you train in the gym 5 days a week, you can see how those two cardio sessions could be on the weekend, and then how you can schedule one in the evening. It's just how intricate you want to go. What you really need to do is just follow through, Eddie. Just follow through and be comfortable with whatever you pick, because you're going to go to the gym, Eddie, you probably know this, and you're going to do your cardio before, you're going to be falling through 100%, you're going to be getting a good sweat, and then you're going to be doing your weight training workout, and then you're going to get Joe Blow expert in your gym saying, you know, Eddie, that's not really doing you any good, you're burning off too much muscle, blah, 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 whatever he'll tell you, and he'll really advise you not to do your cardio beforehand. I'm telling you, as long as you follow through, and again, follow through. Give your cardio the intensity that it deserves, the execution, the follow-through that it deserves. Give your training the intensity and effort that it deserves. And then you go out those other 23 hours of the day and you watch your eating habits. Okay? We've already talked about it. You're going to send me the email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. We're going to make sure, again, everything being relative, that you are indeed eating, quote-unquote, right. You're going to send that in to me. I'm going to give you those organizing principles. All right. We got someone from the chat room who is trying to call in. Hey, that must be why we must have a challenge technically with the phone calls today, because there's been no phone calls for on the show. That's why you're getting this beautiful hour-long seminar from me, making my job a little bit more challenging, but as you can see, I can talk a lot. Oh, here we go. Now it's working. We've got a call on the 561 area code. Caller, are you there? 561 area code.
Hello.
Area code. Hello.
Yeah,
there.
I'm here. I'm just listening. Yeah, I didn't have any questions. I couldn't stay at the computer, so I'm calling in just to listen.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, where are you listening from?
I'm in West Palm Beach. This is Honey Cheeks from West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach. All right. Hey, well, thanks for joining the show. You have no questions, just listening. How are you enjoying the show so far? I mean, what's your level of your fitness and expertise right now?
My expertise?
Well, I mean, what level? Are you just starting off? Are you just trying to get to the gym a little bit more? Where are you right now?
Oh no! I run every day.
Okay.
3-4 miles a day. I go to the gym a few times a week. I just started, boxing with the trainer.
Oh, wow.
at my gym. Yeah. So I'm enjoying that because I was getting bored. So just kind of doing my thing.
Well, that's awesome. So anything on this show hit home with you as just kind of reinforcing all the things that you already know?
Yeah, just reinforcing the things that I already know, making sure that, you know, I'm doing it correctly.
Right. Well, someone with you with some advanced, you know, fitness knowledge, I bet you have people coming to you all the time with these basic questions about training and eating, don't you?
Yeah, people ask me, but honestly, I get a little irritated because they'll ask you and then, you know, you talk to them a week later and they're at McDonald's ordering, you know, a Big Mac.
Right.
I waste my time, yeah.
No, yeah, you know, hey, I'll tell you what, that's what helped me turn a business out of this years ago. You know, if you really enjoy helping people the way you want to see them, the results, because I did that same thing. I was so passionate about this. I was like you. I was just really into it. People would come up to me all the time and ask me about training and nutrition. I'd so willfully be helping them out. And then what I found out is, like, just like you, is that I would spend all that time and then they would just go eat a donut. I just spent, you know, and I also, maybe this is true in your case, is what I would find out is that if I gave them just too little of an answer, like I just kind of maybe sized them up and saw that they weren't going to really follow through the information, I gave them a little short answer. I could see them getting offended, you know, like, geez, you're not going to give me the whole run-of-the-mill answer. And so then I would do it. I kind of started adding up because at that time I had a job where I dealt with employees. I had customers, sales reps, corporate officers. They were all asking me for advice. I think I said my average time was like 10 minutes. Anyway, I kind of averaged out the time. I was spending about 5 hours a week talking to people. Again, that they said, hey, thanks very much for the knowledge. Because they probably went out to McDonald's or had a donut, right? So I said, wait a second, I can't do this. And what I did is that's when I first started writing down all my training principles in a real organized, professional manner so that if someone did come to me, it could actually help them. That's what made me think of getting business cards because I would say, you know, if you're really committed to this, we really don't have time to do it to give you the attention that you need. So you can just call me up and what I would do is I would charge them because you know how it is. I mean, someone who doesn't pay for something has no value whatsoever. Yet your time, like you said, is very important to you. So maybe that's something to think about. I'm talking to you right here, right now on this radio show because of 18 years ago, I was in the same situation. I turned that into an opportunity to turn it into a fitness you know, hobby and then more of a hobby profession into a full-time profession. So, all right, well, hey, thanks a lot. Hey, thanks a lot for letting me make you a call on the show, even though you just called in to listen.
Not a problem at all.
Okay, now we've got a caller from the 450 error code. Caller, you there? 450.
Hi there. Hi, this is Adrian. How are you doing, Skip?
I am awesome, Adrian. How are you?
Not bad. Pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks.
Adrian, I'm writing down your phone number because I'm going to send you a free. I'm going to get your email address and send you a free ebook. The ebook of Packing on Muscle, Max OT style, that has all of the nutrition, all the Max OT training principles, all in a 200-page book form. So I'm going to write your phone number down. Email me at skip@skiplacour.com, and then with your phone number, and then I'll use that to verify you, and then send you that $25 ebook. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds excellent, Skip. I really appreciate that.
All right. So, Adrian, how can I help you this morning?
Well, my question really is, I just came off of doing a show, so now I'm pretty much in the mindset of getting mentally focused back into Max OT training to try to really put on as much mass as possible. So I'm really trying to figure out how do I go from that, you know, focused pre-contest training to now being focused for basically off-season type training.
Right, right. Well, how was the whole experience? You know, you don't even need to tell me how you placed because that doesn't matter. That really depends on who shows up. How, scale from 1 to 10, the whole process, how happy were you with the process? The adventure, the way you saw your body change, the whole contest preparation experience, how was that for you for a scale from 1 to 10? 10 being amazing.
From 1 to 10, I'd probably say it was an 8, but I was extremely
awesome.
I was extremely happy with what I was able to do. I took about 6 years off. Was basically eating whatever I wanted, gained a lot of fat. And after dieting for about 24 weeks, having the ability to really see my body transform, get back into shape, and I was able to do that without any cardio. So I was amazed with that. I decided to use MaxOT training, and for the first time pre-contest, I was actually getting stronger. You know,
oh, yeah.
My body weight came down, so it was ridiculous.
Right, right. So what would you say your main objectives are for this next show? And when will the next show? Do you have a goal date in mind?
The goal is probably, again, next June sometime. Don't really
next
know when
year?
The show is,
uh-huh.
but to really try to put on as much muscle as possible.
Right. And so do you have a plan with your eating? You have a plan with your training? Your question is more about how do you get focused? How do you get motivated? You're kind of how long ago was your show?
It was about 2 weeks now.
Okay. You know, Adrian, I can just tell in your voice, okay, I've been there before. I've helped out tons of competitive bodybuilders. You're suffering from what I call post-contest blues. Does that sound familiar to you?
It definitely does, yeah.
Yeah. And for those of you who have had children, your wives have had children, or you're familiar with what postpartum depression is, and that's basically this big event in your life, having a baby for 9 months, you're counting the days, you're telling all your friends and your family, you're visualizing this event and how wonderful it's going to be. You go through 9 months of that, the day finally comes, and you hear about, you know, the mothers basically suffering from postpartum, you know, depression, where that whole event that they've been, that their whole life is geared to physically, mentally, emotionally for so long, it's now over with. And, you know, part of the excitement in life is anticipating how great life is going to be after a certain period of time. So you can understand how what happens to a woman after that big event is now over. It's like, what is the next challenge now, okay, after that big event? Well, guess what, Adrian? That's exactly what you're suffering from right now. Am I right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, first of all, I hope it makes you feel better that you're totally normal. Feeling that way, it's a totally normal experience, and that'll go away in time, okay? That'll go away in time, so now you just want to keep on getting to the gym. You have a date picked out. You probably want to have more muscle, more size, improve some certain body parts, and that's what everybody wants to do. And the only advice that I would say is, you know, when you kind of – Your kind of mind kind of neutralizes for a while and you get back into it. You talked about 24 weeks. Just remember that the way that you trained, the way that you're eating on that time schedule, the closer you can do that at, you know, we're at 50 weeks out from your show now, just say at 40 weeks, the more you can just make sure you eat those meals on time. Go ahead, cheat on the weekends where you wouldn't do that when you were competing, you know, getting ready for your show. I always say I won my shows in January. I mean, because maybe I didn't, I wasn't lean or I wasn't training with full intensity. You probably learned as that show got closer, especially with MaxOT training, you probably thought, geez, I am just a stud. This is how I should have been training all year long. If I can train this, you know, 20 pounds, whatever, lighter, why wasn't I training this when in the off season when I was supposedly, supposed to be so much stronger, right? Well, that show date really showed you what you had inside of you. So you got to remember that feeling and train that way in your off season. But line up all your meals. Get all those meals on time. Again, you're not worried about how lean you are, but you're feeding that body in those smaller, more frequent meals all throughout the day. That's what's going to win this show next June. And that's what I would say. That's how I would win the show. Because just say a lot of people say I'm going to diet for 12 weeks or something like that. Well, you know, when you start, you don't actually get in your groove. It probably takes 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks to actually get all that timing down. So the thing is I mean, there were times where, you know, I would start in January, first for a show in August every single year. And, you know, I didn't have the whole rhythm down of my day, and I would get so upset at myself. I would say, if I don't have it 100% complete, 100% executed by March, I'm not doing the show. I mean, crazy set of standards I have, but actually that worked for a 6 national championship. So I hope that as we wrap down the show, Adrian, that you understand that just kind of be easy with yourself. This too shall pass. That post-contest feeling will go away, and then start the off-season rituals, training rituals, rituals right away. All right. Thanks for joining the show, and have a great week.